You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And space, the final frontier.
Simo, would you like to go to space?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd like to go to space, but I reckon I'd like even more just to float around in zero gravity. There would be like a switch, like next to the light switch of a room that just turned off the gravity, that would be brilliant.
Is that just so you can float around and use even less effort on a daily basis?
Look, you've hit upon, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. So, space, get around this. You can be the first, well, you can own the first space selfie. It's the only photo of Neil Armstrong on the moon.
So, this was when they went to the moon, yep. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin.
That's right.
What does it mean, selfie, though? I don't remember Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin just getting out their iPhone and just going, oh, look, this will look great on Instagram.
That's right.
In 40 years when that's invented.
Let me take a selfie.
Yeah, so they just whipped out the camera. Just check out the views. Damn. They also tagged their location.
The moon.
There was a sponsored post in there with Bega Cheese. Let me take a selfie. No, just a old school camera. One of those ones that you have to shake. Did you ever see those ones? They would print
like
out.
Like Polaroid.
Yeah, well, they would print out the photo.
I hope they didn't take a Polaroid of the moon. Right, here we go, smile, and the Polaroid's printed out. I know, it's floating away. Quick, get it?
Well, yeah, and you need...
Right, orbiting around the surface of the moon is just 20 Polaroids.
And I don't know how it would dry either, because when it comes out, because you know how you always... You would flap it or shake it from side to side
yeah.
so that the ink would dry, right?
I guess so. Yeah, yeah,
there's no gravity, I assume, and no wind.
Mm.
No bloody wind.
So this photo that was taken on the moon is up for sale.
That's correct. There's over 2,000 photographs from the golden age of space exploration.
Right.
Are up for sale. It'll set you back a bit as well.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question. I assume not cheap.
Well, yeah, they've assembled all of these images in the collection have been assembled over 15 years to get them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2019, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, all of the cultural institutions that end up with different bits and pieces of the photo album
right.
came together to bring them together. And now the photos are displayed and on sale, which is ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know how much, or do you have to be like Elon Musk to be able to afford them?
A little bit. So for this photo album,
yeah,
it'll cost you over $60,000.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a lot for a photo album.
It's a lot for a photo album when most of the photos are on Google anyway.
We've shared it on our social media.
Or you can just... here at the radio station, we're saving you $60,000.
Will not cost you a cent.
We should put that in a promo.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, if you want to check out the photo of dear Neil Armstrong smiling on the moon with the Earth in the background, he takes a little selfie.
Mm-hmm.
But it does throw up the idea that maybe the moon landing was faked, doesn't it?
Oh, here we go. We're getting into this.
If he's taking a selfie on the moon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Well, look.
Yeah. Not enough time.
Look, I mean, not enough time to go into conspiracy theories and all of that, but I do have a tinfoil hat in my bag if you'd like that.
So you can...
The Queen is a lizard, that is obviously true, and all these other...
So you can vote now. It's up on our social media.
If the Queen is a lizard.
No. If you reckon that the moon landing was faked, so far 100% of the vote coming in at, no. Which is unsurprising.
I tell you what, just to mess with people, I'm going to go and vote yes.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a French school has literally banned its parents from, and I'm quoting, throwing kids over the gate when running late.
Oh, okay.
This was actually happening at this French school.
Right.
And they've had to put their foot down and say, no, we are banning you from throwing your kids over the 6-foot-high fence that goes around the school to get your kid into school.
And they drive, is Porsche a French car? Is that where they pull up in their Porsches?
I don't know.
So they're pulling up in the Porsche.
They're pulling up in a car.
And then they're just...
in a Renault, maybe.
Go to school. And then toss you over... over the fence line.
I mean, I guess.
Go to school, you're late. Hurry up, they close the gate. Just toss him.
The school in a place called Avion in southern France had to put signs out the front of the school on the gate, which translated into English, say, I'm not throwing my child over the gate, which I think means... please don't throw your child over the gate.
Gold.
It involves also an image of a stick man lobbing a youngster over a gate and into the schoolyard.
Weird.
The move comes after parents were reportedly throwing their kids over the fence as they ran late, resorting to desperate measures after missing the 8:30 deadline when the school gate was closed.
Oh, to get to school.
Yeah, so to get the kids into school. I just throw them over the gate.
Okay.
The school's principal.
Yeah.
has quoted.
What's his name? Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, it's one of those names. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think it's a girl, but I could be wrong. There
Shall
you go.
Shall I do the quote?
Yeah, there you go.
Can you do in a woman's French accent?
It's of course. They sound the same. Sunny, Ms. Yan. I am the school's head teacher. Parents arriving after the bell. The bell. Well, literally... throwing their kids.
It's not something I had to sort of, you know, deal with at my school.
Do they still have bark chips in schools? Is that a thing?
I mean, it's been a while since I've been in school, but yeah. I guess so. Why
landing,
do you bring that up?
Landing in bark chips, not fun.
I don't think they were landing, no, because they were throwing them over the gate. So whenever the gates open, it would just be like the hard path, I guess. No gates open. Welcome to the school. And now you have to wade through some bark chips for 5 metres or so.
Because I think they're on the out. Now, I don't think bark chips are a thing. I think they're from a bygone era.
I don't know. Look, unless there's like a bouncy castle on the other side of the gate.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Whatever you're throwing your kid, it's probably going to hurt. If it's a footpath, that's probably going to hurt too. Perhaps even more than bark.
I'm wondering if they're placing them over the gate. Because throwing's a bit vicious.
Well, Simo, you haven't seen this. This was the diagram of the stick figure throwing the child over the gate.
Yeah.
It looks... I'm just showing you that picture now.
Whoa.
It looks like that's like the logo to some Olympic event. You know, in the next Olympics, Tokyo, it was meant to be this year, it's now next year.
Yeah.
If they're going to do that, they've got the 100 metres, the 200 metres, the hammer throw, and the throwing of a French school child over a gate.
Do you know what will happen is the Olympic Games in the 2040s?
Yeah.
You'll be watching the pole vault. And there'll be just 8 French competitors. You'll be like, how did this happen? What's going on? What have they been doing?
No, you'll be watching in like 2040 or something. The Olympics may be held in Paris.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, here we go. It's the final of the hammer throw or the final of the javelin or something like that. And it's like, right, do we have any javelins? Oh, we forgot to pack them.
We're fresh out.
Oh, we're fresh out. There is that school group over there, though, of year sixes.
And
that'll do.
And the javelins have been provided by such school.
By this school, which I don't even want to try and pronounce.
Give us a go.
Oh, okay.
But of course.
I shouldn't have brought this up because now you're going to be doing your French accent all day. There you go. It's right there. I specifically haven't highlighted it because I wasn't going to try and pronounce it.
Trulady. Primary school in Avignon. Southern France.
I mean, that's probably the right pronunciation. I've got no idea.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Time for a love chat.
Love a good love chat.
And this love chat also involves reality TV, Jordan.
Simo, you know it's one of my favourite things in life.
How delicious. As soon as you rocked up today, I was like, Jordan, I got something for you.
I know.
I got something for you.
And you're very smiley and happy about it, so I'm slightly concerned. I should say, I've got no idea what Simo is about to bring up.
So, have you heard of the show, I'm wondering, Naked Attraction?
Yes. I've watched it.
Really? Okay. So shall I go through the ground rules, or would you like to? I'd love to hear your ground rules, and then I'll go with how I understand it after.
So, it's on one of those streaming services. I've seen there's like full episodes you can watch.
You had to source it from somewhere rogue.
It's not Netflix, but I think it's Amazon or Stan. It's completely legal.
I thought you were using some kind of dodgy stream set up by a guy in Pakistan.
No. Well, I mean, I wasn't actually paying. I was using my housemate's login to get into it, so I don't know. That's that kind of dodgy. So they get one guy or girl in the center of the room. This is like, a very kind of late night TV show. They get one guy or girl in the center of the room.
Right.
And then surrounded by them, they get kind of, I think it's about five or six guys or girls, depending on what the original guy or girl is interested in. The five or so, they are all completely naked.
They are romantic potentials.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They are completely naked, but they're behind screens.
Okay.
That slowly move up as you go throughout the grounds. So the first round, you just see their like feet and legs.
Oh, really?
And so you kind of have to make a judgment on who has the best legs. and then the next round, it goes up a little bit more. So you see that area.
Right, yeah.
So you kind of,
I love a good hip.
make a judgment on who has the best hip bones.
That's right, yeah.
Then it goes up and up and up and up, and eventually you see them and they're completely naked.
Right, okay.
It's a good show.
Yeah, that's what they describe it here. They mention that, I think they refer to when the screen goes up.
Yeah.
Revealed one portion at a time. Sounds like a meal.
The host on there, it's some girl, I don't know her name, but she's really creepy. She's kind of walking around with this bloke. It's like, oh, so what do you think of this bottom? And it's like, it's such a weird question.
Anna Richardson, by the looks of it, says here, she asks probing questions.
Yes.
Last thing is you want the word probing involved where there's naked bodies. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Honestly. But the contestant apparently mulls over the six sets of portions.
Look, it's probably not good from a world perspective, but yeah, it's quality happening. Entertainment.
Yeah, so one contestant, his name was Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He described himself as a 23-year-old virgin that likes fine food, fine wine, culture, and classical music.
It's not something you normally describe yourself as.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of it's fine, but it's like a virgin, really? That's the first thing you go to?
Well, you know, wear it like armor on your sleeve, I guess.
I mean, so be it.
Yeah. Yeah, he freaked out a little bit, obviously.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he obviously didn't get the brief, didn't get the memo about what was going to happen.
Oh, so he was the contestant on this show.
He was the one in the middle.
Right.
And then the screens of naked people began to rise,
okay.
Yes. And then I have, he needed a moment.
Oh, so the screens are going up revealing the naked bodies.
That's right, yes.
And he just kind of...
I've got it here.
Do you have it? Go.
You look like you're about to faint, Brian.
Sorry, I need a moment. Anna, can I have a little moment?
Of course you can.
Apologies, yeah.
Of course you
I need
can.
To think, yeah.
Go and have 5 minutes, love.
Go out, come have 5 minutes, throw up, do whatever you need to do, and then come back in and judge these six naked people.
I don't know how I would feel if I was one of the naked people, if someone's just seen my naked body and they're like, oh, I need to go throw up.
I feel a bit sick.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
It's like, and the screens had only reached the toes.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, when you go out to a restaurant and order steak, how do you have it cooked? Actually, can I have a guess?
Of course you can.
I reckon you'd be a well done man.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No. Once upon a time, I did like a medium well, but then I mellowed over time.
Mm-hmm.
I got rarer, as it were.
Okay.
Because it's more juicy that way. And also, my main real problem with ordering a steak too well done is...
I didn't realise this was going to set off a Simo rant, but here we go.
So, well, I worked in pubs. I worked in like a German steakhouse for years and years and years, right? So,
if ever someone, were you a chef or like a waiter or
I was a bartender, effectively.
I don't know, maybe you didn't have to take orders, but if ever you did and someone said, can I have a steak well done? Did you go,
Look, if you are doing hot chips with your steak, right, and you tuck them underneath the steak, you don't want a steak that's too juicy. It's a tricky thing because you want the outdone to get really, really well done and get a charcoal kind of adds to the salt of the chips, but you don't want your chips to get soggy.
You've put a lot of thought into this, and as a food lover, I'm shocked that I haven't, I'm not going to lie.
Think about it, right?
I mean, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you don't want, if you're going to do a medium rare steak, don't tuck the chips underneath.
Mm.
Bad form. If you're going to get a steak that's...
You must be a nightmare for whenever you go to the pub here. You're just like, and what would you like, sir? Yeah, can I get a steak? Can I get the steak and chips? Make sure the chips aren't underneath the steak.
Can I
have them on a separate chip plate? Yeah.
It's like tucking them. You don't tuck a human being under a wet blanket, do you?
No.
you tuck them under a nice hot...
Don't tuck a human under a steak.
Same concept.
What are you, moron?
Same concept, though. Whenever you're going to tuck anything in, make sure that the above layer doesn't carry a lot of moisture.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I am slightly concerned considering how strongly you feel about steak.
Sorry, yeah.
What I'm going to bring up now may cause your head to explode.
All right, cool. I'm keen for this, by the way.
A TikTok user has shared a video of herself cooking steak. The tagline is, cooking steak for my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It has been viewed 1.6 million times, had over 11,000 comments.
Yeah, I saw the photo of this, Jordan, actually, today.
Now, how she cooks the steak... is not in a traditional pan or oven situation. She pops it in a toaster.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't it incredible?
I mean, incredible is the right word. Correct.
I don't think it's a decent piece of steak. No one's toasting a good porterhouse. You can't fit a T-bone
in
there.
No one's toasting steak full stop.
Well, clearly she is.
I mean, apart from this weirdo.
Yeah. So what? I think she might be doing the little sizzle. What do they call them? Swizzle steaks? Sizzle steaks?
No, because it was quite a thick one. It was like almost an inch or so thick. So true. I think it might be. I mean, I'm not a steak expert like you. But it looked to be quite a decent one. She was sticking it in a toaster. And then unconfirmed how long it was left in there to cook.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the video, she is pulled out of the toaster and it seems to be cooked kind of sort of a mid-rare, which would be the type of steak that you like.
You could kind of maybe get away with it, I guess, if you like steaks blue.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with blue?
Isn't that just like literally 10 seconds on each side and that's it?
Yep, it's...
It's still very much raw.
It's
in the middle.
Once on the left, once on the right, leave it to rest. And then you just serve her up. And then when it's on the plate, it's still mooing.
So this woman, her TikTok is full of her cooking foods in a unique kind of way. She's used a pair of hair straighteners to make bacon and eggs, fried a cheeseburger on an iron, as well as put hot dogs in the washing machine.
Yeah, I've got no problem with it at all. Really?
Oh, no problem with what, the steak in the toaster?
Well, what she's doing.
Okay, yeah.
My main issue is that she's made her boyfriend complicit in her activities by just because it says she was feeding him the steak.
Yeah. So the steak says cooks for my boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that side of it. If you're going to do it for yourself, go right ahead.
Well, I mean, this is about, let's face it, speaking as men, if your partner just came into you with a cooked steak, would you care how it was cooked?
If I could tell.
If there were chips underneath, you would lose your... I don't care that you've ruined our toaster. I don't care that our toast for the next 6 months will taste like steak, but you've made the chips soggy.
Get this out of my face.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
There is a zoo out there in Finland, right, that have been giving their monkeys music options.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've put together a tunnel with sensors which the monkeys can tap to pick the music that's on in their own enclosure.
So it's like some monkey version of Spotify.
It's very similar to when you have that one mate that always wants to put his own music on at the party.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. So now this guy's a monkey.
Yeah. So the whole bunch of them, and there was a particular sound on their Spotify playlist that they kept on hitting that they found far superior to all the rest.
I tell you what, okay, before we get into that, can I ask why?
Why is
this zoo in Finland doing it?
I think it was for science.
Technical term. Yeah, is that a quote from the zoo's director? Yeah, we're doing this. I think it was for some science-y reason.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. We're just trying to see if monkeys like Andrea Bocelli or Pink, which one would they prefer?
I think, what is it? The zoo's research coordinator, Kirsty, said certain sounds
would mimic some of the ways in which the animals naturally communicated, so they're more familiar with them. So they were you offering these sounds back to the monkeys.
If they're songs, I don't know if they are. I haven't seen, unless it's like The Lion King, I haven't seen monkeys breaking into song.
Well, I've got some samples here. So it wasn't necessarily just music.
Okay.
It wasn't, you know, 50 Cent or Snoop Dogg. It was...
Which is a shame.
So it was things like... Venice, Italy. So have a stab at this one, Jordan. Here you go. So you could take yourself to Venice, maybe.
I mean, you say Venice. It could be Sydney as well, just judging from that sound.
The other ones they had, Fifth Avenue in New York.
Okay. So it's like...
That kind of thing.
If the monkeys were ever to go to Venice or New York, they'd know what it sounds like.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower in France. They went on a world tour.
Again, it could be the Eiffel Tower in France, or it could be an elevator.
Nah, it's pretty classy, right? Any of those pique your interest?
I'd much prefer to see the Eiffel Tower as opposed to listen to it.
We could. What about Barbados? The silver sands of Barbados.
Go on, can we have a bit of that?
Yeah, for sure you can. There you go. Oh,
okay.
Take a load off. There
so they played the monkeys all of these various sounds.
Well, they could choose them. So there were sensors in a tunnel. Like a whole bunch of different buttons that they could push, and there was one particular that they kept on pushing over and over and over again.
Which one was that?
It was one of the ones you just heard.
Okay.
It was...
Hang on, can I have a guess?
Go ahead,
I'm going to say Paris. Was it the Eiffel Tower?
We wish. It's so good, isn't it? No, it wasn't. They even got any time for French jazz.
Oh, wow, I'm shocked.
Up in their enclosure. Ain't happening there. Fifth Avenue in New York. Traffic sounds.
Oh, so that was the one that the monkeys liked.
Yeah, that was the one that they pressed repeatedly to hear more of.
Monkeys are going to go escaping in New York. Isn't that the plot line for the Madagascar movies?
So the... Yeah, pretty much.
It's coming true. Finland monkeys are going to go to New York.
If you have any poo, fling it now. So the researcher...
I assume that was a quote from the movie.
That's right, yeah.
You weren't just asking me that. Just quick side note as well. Someone M's the stationary queen and just walked into the office next door.
Monkeys notoriously throw poop at each other. Anyway, so a researcher said that we thought they would enjoy more calming sounds, such as Zen music, but they actually ended up triggering the traffic sounds. Sounds more often. The traffic playlist was by far the most popular choice for the monkeys, who also groomed themselves or each other and sometimes slept when the sounds were playing, and sometimes they did not do for any of the other noises.
Yeah, I've just had a thought here.
Yeah, what?
I reckon the scientist doing this is perhaps the best genius in the world.
Oh, okay.
Well, think about it. He's saying, okay, so we're going to get all these sounds from the world, of all four corners of the world. You know, there's Paris, there's New York, there's Barbados.
Yeah. Heaps of them.
We're going to need someone to go and record the sounds first before we use it. May I volunteer myself to go and spend like a week in Barbados just to make sure I get the right sound, and then I'll go and spend a week or so in Paris just to make sure I get the right, you know, sound. Because, I mean, we don't want to play it to the monkeys and then all of a sudden, you know, the sounds aren't correct.
You want it to be organic, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'll go spend a week in New York as well just to make sure we get all the right sounds. And then I'll spend a week with Snoop Dogg as well just to make sure we get the right sounds.
Or it's better yet, it's like, well, these are for monkeys, so we have to go and record the gorillas live.
Yes, exactly.
So
that band, the Monkeys, I mean, if they don't get a gig, they'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, the Arctic Monkeys have been skipped over for the gorillas.
The Arctic Monkeys as well, there's another. The Wiggles probably have a song about monkeys.
I mean, the fact the Arctic Monkeys didn't get the call up to a Finnish, Finnish monkey research.
Imagine making the call to the Arctic Monkeys management. Hi, yeah, so we've got not many gigs at the moment, but we've got one going. It's for a group of monkeys from Finland.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.